Within the past 20 years or so, it seems like there have been more and more frequent natural disasters in our country and in the world than we've ever experienced. We have had devastating hurricanes. Certainly the greatest of those within recent memory has been Hurricane Katrina. We have had more tornadoes than on record at any given time. More than 200 this year alone just in this country. We've had floods, not just of the Mississippi River, but of the Tennessee River and the Ohio River and other tributaries, as well as floods in the Northeast. We've had more fires in this state alone this year than ever recorded. And we've had tsunamis that we didn't even hardly hear of or know about until just the last few years when one hit in the Indian Ocean area. And of course, we've had good old tried and true California earthquakes on top of all of that. In some communities, there have been blocks, and in other communities, the entire community has been wiped out because of various of these, sometimes one or more of these things hitting together. People have lost their homes and their businesses. One of the things that you hear when people are interviewed after these is often that they've not only lost their home, or they've not only lost their business, or maybe both, but they've lost their sense of community. The people that are their neighbors, the people that they know across town and throughout the town, who've been wiped out, who have nothing left to live in or do business in. And so now they're gone. Everybody ends up leaving, particularly in some of these small communities that have been wiped out. Many of these people have been relocated. I wonder if we will ever know just how many people have been relocated. We got some sense of that after Hurricane Katrina hit, and then the hurricane that hit immediately after that, but it certainly must go into the thousands, maybe even the tens of thousands, over the course of these within the last few years. Children have lost time in school. Again, at least thousands, if not more. People of all ages have lost everything. And if you notice when news crews come in after these horrendous events and start trying to interview people, people are traumatized.